The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
So they're talking about holiday eating and obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up and New Year's. And I just read this article here and I'll quote it. It's a given that from now through the end of the year, we'll all add a pound or two or five due to the extra holiday treats. That is false. The quote I just read.
That's a given.
No, I look at the holidays as an opportunity to get faster, leaner, better, stronger, smarter, increase durability, increase torque, increase power, explosiveness, like all of those things. Other people see it as a chance to gain and to become less fit.
Yeah.
To me, it's just an opportunity to chisel.
Thanksgiving, you're thinking, myself. How can I increase torque?
How can I chisel myself into an explosive sprinting machine or powerlifting?
That's something to be grateful for, Brant.
Yeah, it makes people love you, too, around the table when you talk like this.
Yeah.
Don't know if you saw this, but Francis Chan is like a superstar in the Christian market niche church people thing. Like, he wrote a book called Crazy Love, which I really liked, and he's a good speaker, and he's really, really good at just going up to people on the street and having deep conversations with them about how much God loves them and who Jesus is, and he's fantastic. He's got a gift for it, big time. Well, he's moving. He announced he's leaving America, where he could, you know, be this big star, and he's going to go to Asia, where he can just go hut to hut, as he put it, where he was, just talk to people about Jesus, and he just loves it. The weird thing is, some people see a story like this and feel guilty, especially if you're raised in a certain Christian culture. I don't think you have to, because some people be like, oh, I guess I should move to Asia, or why don't I guess I should have to, and you get a sinking feeling. Well, you know what? You don't have to. And even Francis Chan, he's doing it, but he's not like, oh, I have to because of the call of God. He's doing it because he's totally pumped about it, and he loves those people, and he's really excited. I don't think most of us, and I think this is scriptural. If you read all these letters to the churches in the New Testament and stuff, he's not telling everybody, you guys got to move. Everybody move to a different country. Come on now. Like, some people, yes. Not everybody. It's okay. This is cool. We just found out that there is a bus that leaves from our neighborhood. Kind of a large neighborhood from our part of town.
Yeah.
And goes to IKEA.
Oh.
It's only for senior citizens.
Okay.
But it's for people 50 and up.
Oh.
Now, guess who just turned 50?
You're in there, Brant Hanson.
I am now eligible for senior bus trips to things.
Well done. Woo! Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
What a milestone.
Good. Back when I was a kid, I think I told you about this. Back when I was a kid, they would just have the skate bus that would come and pick us up in Assumption, Illinois. So it was from another town, but it was like a school bus, and they would pick us up to go to the skating rink.
Yeah, in another town.
And since then, I have not been eligible for an age-stratified bus trip to anything, and now I can hang out.
Now you're taking senior trips to IKEA.
This is going to be fantastic. Let's talk about Miss Bev.
That's my mom.
Producer Sherry's mom.
She's so awesome.
Yes, she is.
And she's not a person who likes to be up front and do things up front. She's quietly in the background. But they found out that she could sing at our church.
Yeah.
And they asked her to sing a couple songs before the women's meeting. It's just like, I go to a smaller church, so it's like about 30, 35 women in a basement. And I was so in awe of her and so proud of her. At the last minute, they asked her, could she just be over the whole thing, just kind of MC and bring people up and everything. And, you know, she has a problem with arthritis and walks with a cane. She did not use her cane once. She stood up at that podium, sang a couple songs a cappella, was just so warm and inviting and loving to those women. And I just want to say how proud I was of her and how nice it was for me to sit down and be quiet. Like, I did not, they had discussions and everything. I did not say one word because I just wanted it to not be, okay, and now a word from Sherry.
Let me tell you something. Your mom, you know this, but if, okay, let me tell you as you're listening, Sherry's mom is a people magnet.
Yeah, she is.
Like, you can't stay away. But a part of it is, even me, and I'm just so used to giving people the wrong impression, and so used to people looking at me crossways because they think I'm looking at them. I just have all the wrong body language. So it's always a concern. People kind of shift away from me. And then your mom is like, Come here, baby.
Yeah. You get a big hug.
Yeah, that's hard to resist. We have a little tradition here, and that is every Monday, because Monday people tend to be a little stressed out, a little down. I saw this study about music, and if you just participate with music, they're like, if people clap along or sing along to a song, they'll be in a better mood by the time the song's over, guaranteed. We have found that to be so true.
What about barn animals? If barn animals help people?
Yes.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Is that why we have barn animals during the song? Because we have.
Hang on a second. That's actually not... Sherry has planted the idea. She's like, I think I heard a pig, a cow.
People have said they heard
after
it.
After you suggested it.
Just admit it.
Okay, if you hear it during this song, let me know. Okay.
All right. All right.
Here we go. All right, it's our Monday tradition. Just sing, clap along, sing along. It's a song called I Saw the Light, old Hank Williams senior song. And this is David Crowder Band. Here we go. Everybody sing. All right.
I wonder if so aimless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Our Monday tradition on the show, it works every single time. So thankful for everybody who listens to our podcast. Also, the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They help people. They come up with creative ideas to help you with your mortgage or your refinancing. They listen. They enjoy their customers. I just really appreciate them. Mike and Brian are the guys at Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic. If you want to talk to them, you can. It's 800-804-SAVE for Fellowship Home Loans. We so appreciate them sponsoring the podcast and believing in what we do. 800-804-SAVE or, so simple, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Here we go. It is time for Brant's Three Things. Today's three things segment.
Very is everything okay?
Executed.
All right.
It's going to be all right. It's going to land the plane. It's going to be okay.
All right.
Three really awesome questions I would ask if I was a single lady. I would ask of a guy before we were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these aren't the only questions. You can be like, well, that's not a very good question. I'm just saying, for me, these would be questions I would ask.
Mm-hmm.
Not the only questions, but three questions. Number one, I would start with this. What are you most determined to do in life? And what's the thing you just got to do in life? And the reason I would ask that is, you know how we can all be fake. Mm-hmm. And nothing brings out fake. I just saw a study about this a couple days ago, then attraction. And it just,
I remember you saying, guys, that you've seen younger guys, and it's like, okay, so all of a sudden you're Mr. Tickle with the kids playing with them and everything.
Oh, yeah, he's great with the kids. Yeah, he is now because he knows you're watching. Like, he knows, right.
Right.
And that happens, too. If you have a faith, And he knows it. He knows it's really important to you, and maybe he's kind of nominally there. Maybe. I don't know. You're trying to figure that out. Like, what's going on? And if you say, hey, do you believe in God? Like, or something. Like, all right. But if you ask a question like this, what are you really determined to do in life? I'm not saying if he doesn't mention God in that question, it's like, throw him out.
Right. But it's good to know.
But it's good to know. It's like, we're, it probably would come up with somebody's, that's their number one thing is God, like learning to know him, like that would come up somewhere. Again, he could still also be trying to fool you or something, but when you ask a question like that.
And what's, give me the question again.
What are you most determined to do in life?
That's good.
You know, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer, but I am like a more wide open question and you can see about priorities and stuff. And I think it's a really good question to ask. I got a couple more coming. Here's another one, a super important question. I would ask this. So what do you think marriage is for?
Ooh.
That's a question, honestly, I would say most people don't know how to answer. I mean, in our culture, we have no clue what it's for. If you ask that, we're all wound up about it. Like, well, it should include this, but not that, but this, but yes, that, or like, but we don't know what it's for. Well, before you would go through something like that, when you want to, we both understand this is what it is.
Make sure we're on the same page.
Just what is marriage for anyway? This is the third one, and I have to put this kind of mildly here because we do everything real rated G on the show, and for good reason. But I would ask this question, knowing that you can phrase it however you want, but same kind of thing. But knowing that the internet has presented a huge problem for people, particularly guys, but women too. But it's just kind of, that's a struggle that's universal. I would ask the question of the guy, how are you addressing that in your life? Because I think if you just say, hey, is this a problem for you? You may not get the straight answer.
We talked to a psychotherapist who said not to necessarily even ask, but it, you're, the way you're asking is better because he said to ask to what extent.
What extent? I like this even
I do too.
Better.
I like what you said better.
What are
I
you
do.
Doing about
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, yes. It presumes.
Because that's, this could be make or break.
Yeah.
And
it presumes not that, that you have a problem. It presumes that it could be a problem and it's a very present possibility.
How are you addressing it? Because even if you don't, like you're one of the minority that isn't currently really struggling with it.
And how did you do that? How are you doing that?
Okay, how is that? Because that's an ongoing struggle, though,
Grant
for guys.
Hansen, that's good.
I hope so. Sure felt nervous talking about it, but there you go. I would ask, so how are you addressing that in your life? Let's say, just for fun, just think about this little sci-fi type thing, but let's say you wrote a book and it was about all the things you believe. Okay, and let's say you did a really good job with it and you published it or got it published or whatever. And then somebody's hurting and you're like, well, here's my book. It's not quite what people are looking for, is it? I mean, I've written books and I hope they're worthwhile and people want to read them and stuff. But if I was to turn to my friends or my wife even and just go, well, here's the book. No, they want me, like in the flesh, it makes a big difference. A person, and the reason I bring this up, I'm so thankful for Jesus himself. Like, God did not have to do that. He didn't have to love us like this. He didn't have to create us in the first place, but to go so far to give us a person, to give him all of him in a way that wasn't just, I'm very thankful for the Bible, but I, like, he gave us himself. I'm very thankful for that. They just had their big celebration. Sesame Street is 50 years old. They just had their show last night, or a couple nights ago, on HBO.
And I love Sesame Street.
I do too. I think, you know, they've had some clunker characters over time. But for the most part, it's been pretty awesome. And just the consistency of the characters for 50 years. I mean, Oscar the Grouch has never relented. His first line on the show, I was reading this, his first line 50 years ago was, don't bang on my can, go away. And I just...
He's held character.
He has held it for 50 years. Because a lot of people, I mean, I can be grouchy, but, it, you know, I lose it after a while.
Right, right.
teenagers can be grouchy, mm-hmm. But after even their cases, last 5-6 years
yeah.
of nonstop grouchiness. But then this guy has stuck with
50
it for
years.
50.
Well done, Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch, consistent, staying in character. Mm-hmm. Awesome. This is fascinating to me. So there's this idea in Judaism and in Christianity too about taking a Sabbath day. So it's a day of rest, essentially. There's a lot of people that come up with different rules for it or have different interpretations of it. But it's wild how when God tells us to do something, and I have not been a Sabbath guy my whole life at all. Mm-hmm. But I know there's wisdom there. So I'm starting this. Sherry's been starting to do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye West has a song called Closed on Sunday. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but mm-hmm. it's really good. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, and he mentions Chick-fil-A, like mm-hmm. just shutting things down. It's like shut off the Instagram, shut off the thing, like take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating too, Chick-fil-A like is the most profitable restaurant in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another thing. The people in Silicon Valley, which is not a bastion of like, we take the Sabbath seriously. Mm-hmm. That's not. They're starting to do it. They're taking what they call dopamine fasts once a week for a day. So they're trying to not do anything for a day that's just really stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
And they find that it returns joy to their lives by the next day.
True.
If they can just shut it down. Just shut it down for one day. I know it's hard. It's killing me because I feel like there's Facebook messages, there's things I'm supposed to do, there's stuff I'm like,
yeah.
No. But what's wild is just there's wisdom behind what God's telling us. So if you're thinking about your Thanksgiving meal, can I give you some advice? Relax a little bit.
Okay.
About the whole thing. I just saw this study. I'm not making this up here. Like, according to this data, 56% of us will have 6 things go wrong when preparing the meal.
That's encouraging.
And they list what's going to happen.
Really?
Like 6 of these things is like, not all the cooking will be done on time
mm-hmm.
or at the same time,
mm-hmm.
or you spill a dish on the floor, or you forget an essential ingredient in one of the dishes, or you
What's
cook something incorrectly.
Here?
You forgot,
Good gracious.
Forgot to take a food allergy into account. All of it.
That's a lot of stuff.
I know. I'm like, no wonder we have such an anxiety problem. We
right.
got people that are commissioning studies just go, here's what's,
here's
gonna
what's
mess
gonna go
up.
Wrong.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, how about this? Enjoy the people around you, mm-hmm. and if something goes wrong, laugh about it. Life is too short. Don't get all worked up about it. And even if you don't have all the right, let's say the stores didn't sell the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those aren't
seriously.
The times you remember anyway. If you look back of Thanksgivings of your past,
yeah.
it's not like, oh, she forgot the macaroni and cheese. And,
no.
and if it is, it's
no.
because it was a joke and we all laughed and we had such a great time.
You got a story.
Yeah.
In fact, like if you drop the turkey or whatever, mm-hmm. that becomes legend.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not saying you do it on purpose, but all of this stuff, it's all how you look at it. You can relax.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.